'Cause we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one. Yes, we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. I'm Matt Weston, and this evening I'm joined by my good friend Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're talking here, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Are you excited about week 7 of the NFL season?
I hate football. I don't know why we're even talking about football anymore. Football is terrible. Nobody is watching. Who even cares?
Well, what's funny is, like, you know, the Texans are worse than Dallas is. And Dallas has a chance. Well, I'm just saying, like, Dallas has a chance to make the playoffs, and Houston doesn't. I like football a lot more than you do.
Yeah. And that's, you know what? I think I was actually going to bring this up, and now you reminded me. How I would much rather watch the Houston Texans, especially because I was shocked last game, and I was completely wrong, even though I was right about the pick. Dude, I thought it was going to be a blowout by Tennessee. Houston wasn't going to be able to keep up. I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. That was a hell of a fun game.
Oh, it was a great time.
Yeah. I'm watching crap on my end. Mm-hmm. So at least with Houston, oh, we're not having anything. But look what the new era of not having Bill looks like. Look at the positive. Look at the winning. You know what I'm getting after Jason? I'm getting worse.
Yeah.
How do you get worse?
Do you miss Jason Garrett yet?
We won't go there yet.
Because Garrett would be like, that y'all would at least be 500 with Garrett.
Please stop talking to me. I'm not doing this.
You'd be at least 3-3 right now.
Please stop talking to me.
2-4, but you could be 3-3.
I don't even know how I'm 2-4. I don't even know.
I hate Jason Garrett's offense in New York.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Run the ball to Devontae Freeman. Cool.
But it's so boring, but I like it. I just want boring at this point. That's what I need to have happen.
You know Daniel Jones is their best running back?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not surprised.
And they don't throw the ball downfield at all.
Well, it's because he can't.
Yeah, he's good at it.
When?
Daniel's good throwing the ball downfield.
Wouldn't he just have Slayton, though? That's the only guy that he would have that can able to go deep?
Mainly, but Ingram can stretch the seam and stuff. They just don't throw those routes at all. They're afraid. Like, Daniel Jones still has diapers on.
Well, then why doesn't he just do it?
Because they're not calling
just
his
throw
plays.
It, man.
It's just like this. This is their offense. It's just crossing routes. And then it's give the ball to Devontae Freeman.
That sounds boring.
Or Devontae Freeman. And then,
unless you're going up against Dallas defense and Devontae Freeman looks like.
Yeah, and then you throw three downfield passes a game to Steve Slayton. Yeah. That's it. Or not Steve Slayton, Darius Slayton.
Darius Slayton.
Well, we know who Steve Slayton is. 2008 has been a long time ago.
Who's that guy?
He played running back at West Virginia. Was drafted in the fourth round by Houston.
Here we go.
Was a rookie. He had like, I don't know, almost, oh I think he had 1,000 yards his rookie year for Kubiak, and then he hurt his neck. And then he doesn't play football anymore. I think he's
terrible.
Like a hydroponics farmer or something now.
Oh.
Yeah, he's doing good though. So the Eagles offense right now, we're at the point where Jason Kroom is catching touchdown passes.
Yeah. And now you have even their running back Scott's now playing.
Yeah.
So they're Ertz now out?
Ertz is out. Richard Rodgers is in.
There we go.
Well, Jason Kroom's a tight end.
So does he have nobody?
He has Jason Kelce, and that's it.
Okay, so that's the only player that is still healthy that was been there since day one.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I thought he didn't have anybody. I thought Ertz was the only one, and then once he went out, I was like, okay, we're done with that.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you feel bad for Philly? I know that you even have, like, the interception watch with Carson Wentz. Well, that's my question. Not really bad for Philly. Do you feel bad for Wentz? Do you put the blame on him, or is it really just all injury?
I guess like it's just a balance thing. But I don't feel bad for Philly. They won a Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, I don't feel
because
bad for
of demonic powers that exist outside our realm of understanding.
What are you talking
about? I don't feel bad for them at all.
Chicago's going to the Super Bowl, man.
They're not going to do that. But I don't feel bad for Philly at all. So Carson Wentz interception watch. He's at 9. He threw 0 last week. Two drop picks though. Just two like how do you like two like Nick Foles sort of interceptions. Where you go, how do you drop that? But they still find a way to drop it. But he's not the leader anymore. You know he's leading the league in interceptions now? Who overtook him?
Whoa, wait. How?
Cupcake Cousins is number one in the league.
Really?
Yeah, he threw three last week.
Oh, my Lord. How many does he have for the season?
Cousins says 10. Ertz is 9.
Did they re-sign him yet, or is this the last year?
They re-signed him 2 years ago.
That's what I thought.
He has one more year in his contract.
Okay.
Fully guaranteed, $34 million.
It doesn't matter. He's done after that.
Maybe. I don't know.
What else are they going to do?
Keep playing her Cousins.
They're not good because of him.
Partly.
I'll put it 60% him.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good percentage. So even if you're saying 50-50, you're getting rid of half of your problems.
Maybe. Also, last week, CJ Dantzler and Cameron Gladney, when they were targeted last week in Atlanta, 17 catches on 21 targets, 223 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Good
I mean,
God.
That's why they're bad. Their cornerbacks, they never look at the ball. Their back is always turned.
Do you think
it's
they're
easy.
Bad because they also decide to not kick a field goal when they should?
Well, they're 22 years old.
Do you think that they should be able to kick a field goal in a position instead of, going for
it?
No,
they made the right call.
Don't you think that it's smarter for them to be able to go for the points?
No.
No, I think that you want to take that back a little bit here.
No, I don't.
So I'm going to give you a shot. All right, we're going to backtrack.
Nope.
Still. All right, we're going to stick to it.
All cowards going to hell.
All
right. I mean, the problem is they're 22 years old, and they're having to cover Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones. And then when you're down by 17, you're like, well, I guess I got to throw everything
just
here.
Gotta do it.
But Cousins' picks are bad. The first play of the game was a pick. Deion Jones is just sitting in zone coverage right there on the ball. He didn't even move. Ooh. And then the second one, he had it in route, and he threw it on the outside shoulder. Just missed him. Then the third one, the pass got tipped as he threw, went up in the air and got picked off.
But he just looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, offensive line's been bad.
And even when it comes to, with Justin Jefferson, whenever he has those big games, it's always, oh, he's able to catch a pass. I'm just going to keep sticking with this guy.
Yeah.
It's like the moment somebody just catches
it
one
took
pass.
It took two quarters and then give him the ball. And then you're like, he's open every play.
But it's because Cousins doesn't look there.
Yeah,
he's only looking at one spot only that he just feels comfortable with at that time. But in reality, he's just not comfortable, period.
Yeah.
He just doesn't look right.
I mean, he has to have a good pass protection. Like, Atlanta's pass rush hasn't been good this year.
No.
And they beat them.
Dude, Dallas beat Atlanta. That's all you need to know.
I'm just saying, Atlanta's pass rush beat Minnesota's pass protection last week.
Which is weird.
Yeah. And Atlanta's...
Small guys.
I mean, Atlanta won the line of scrimmage that week. So we have a new segment that I'm really excited for. How many passes did Joe Flacco throw last week?
Okay.
So how many passes did Joe Flacco throw
21.
Last week? No.
Hold on. Lower?
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
24.
Higher.
27.
Higher.
55.
Lower.
40.
Higher.
45.
Lower.
44.
Yeah. 44 passes.
Was he 21 of 44?
Something like that.
Okay. I was like, I thought he only had
21. I don't
21.
Think he even threw 200 yards either.
No, I don't think he did. I think he was 170-something.
That's not a football team. They're not playing football.
I don't know what anybody is doing out there. If you're a New York Jet, what are you even doing?
I wouldn't watch that team.
How could you?
I would do
so. Do they even care?
I don't think anybody cares. Except maybe Frank Gore.
What would you compare this sports franchise to, NBA? What would be a
there's
team that
not,
just doesn't care?
Not a comparison.
I don't think there is.
There's not. I can't compare
it to. At least
to,
teams try.
The only thing I can compare it to is somebody with the rope around their neck and they just kicked the stool out.
What?
That's the only comparison I have.
I don't know.
To what's going on in New York.
So suicide.
Yeah, after. Not
uh-huh.
already committed suicide. But right when it start, right when the suicide started.
That's what we need to talk about.
Yes.
Okay.
That's New York Jets football.
All right. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
It reminds me of this t-shirt I saw in Gatlinburg in 2013. And it was some 15-year-old was wearing it. And it had two stick
figures
on it.
What are you doing hanging out with 15-year-olds?
You're just on the boardwalk just looking at the people there.
Looking at 15-year-olds?
That place is a hellscape. But this kid had this shirt with two stick figures. One had a noose around his neck, and then the other one was eating popcorn, sitting down watching it, and it said suicide watch. I'm like, yeah, Tennessee's a real fun place, you know?
Oh, okay. You know what? All right. That
so,
was a nice little segment.
So, COVID news this week. The Raiders are playing the Bucks. They lost 4 members of their offensive line against the second best front seven in football. So that game's going to be bad.
What are you talking about? This is what happens.
No, it's going to be a bloodbath.
This is what happens, man. You got to let the football keep on going.
Yeah, it needs to keep going. Yeah. I pray for Derek Carr whenever you say your prayers tonight and tomorrow.
I'm not going
to
pray for Derek Carr.
And the night after that.
What if they make him cry again? Would
in
you
the
feel
morning
bad?
After that. No, I don't feel bad. He should cry.
What? You just said pray for him, and now you're saying that you shouldn't feel bad and that he should cry?
No, I said he should feel bad.
Oh, wait.
Like,
no,
he has every right to cry.
Oh, okay.
In that game against Tampa.
So you're saying don't even bother. Like, don't make fun of him.
No,
he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay, what the?
It's going to be awful for him.
You know what? Who cares? I don't have an offensive line.
Not even Jonathan Good is playing that game.
What does that mean to me? What does that mean, Matt?
Like, Jonathan Good's not very good, and he's starting at left guard, and even he's not playing.
Who has their starting line at all?
I know, but they lost Miller, and they lost Jackson, I believe.
They lost every single person.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't even want to talk to you now.
It's tough.
They're going to get him back after they stop having COVID after a week.
All right, so we have so would you like to play a game? Because it's Halloween time. Would you like to play a game?
Put your pants back on and sure.
So I'm going to ask you, who is the worst by DVOA, by pass offense, run offense, pass defense, run defense? If you get one of them wrong, you die. If you get all of them right, you still die. So who do you think has the worst run defense in football by DVOA?
Oh, it's easy. Cowboys.
Jacksonville.
What?
No, Miami. The Dolphins do.
How?
I don't know. I missed the last two Dolphins games. I got to watch them this weekend.
Wait, but the Dolphins shut out 49ers.
Yeah, but they went up big, and then the Niners had throw the ball a bunch with Beathard and Garoppolo.
What?
I don't know. All right, so the worst pass defense by DVOA.
Cowboys.
Jacksonville.
How?
The Jaguars pass defense.
Okay, you know what? That's
actually
very possible.
They're starting Sidney Jones right now.
Yeah, that's not very good.
They're starting... Chris Claybrooks as well. He's not very good either.
That's not that good.
Their starters weren't very good. Now their backups backing up. Their bad starters are in there. All right, who has the worst run offense by DVOA?
Run offense?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the New York Jets.
You're dead, by the way, now. Buffalo has the worst run offense.
How is this possible?
I'm just telling you.
Even your boy Josh Allen doesn't run the ball enough?
He's the only one who can run the ball at all.
Okay. That's
Singletary's been not very electric.
So. He looks slow, by the way.
Yeah.
That's all it is. He just looks slower between the tackles.
He's just not very electric right now. All right, the worst pass offense by DVOA.
Worst pass offense? That's got to be Baltimore.
No, it's Washington.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. You tried. It was fun.
Except for this weekend. Whenever they go up against the ultimate defense.
I'm gonna get the call manipulator and get the scream voice and just call people in the phone book. Be like, who has the worst DVOA?
By the way, I'm gonna mention that because Baltimore's trash. And they're bringing in Dez Bryant.
No, I'm gonna go, who has the worst pass defense DVOA in the NFL right now? It's like, who are you? Leave me alone. I know what you're wearing is like. Well, what am I wearing? A white shirt? No, it's a gray shirt. Oh, damn it.
Or if it's like, yeah, I know, I can see you.
Yeah, as they're supposed to say, and they're like, well, what am I doing? And then, but I wouldn't know what they're doing because I'm over here. So I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah, seriously, Lamar sucks, all right?
Yeah, he's
awful.
He's 24th in pass offense DVOA.
It's not good. And now they're bringing in other receivers to try to make it seem like, oh, you know what? He just needs the right guy.
I like his receivers.
Yeah, they're not bad. And now they're trying to bring in Dez, and they're already trying to bring in Antonio, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They want the Joker.
He's coming back this year.
He's coming back.
Did you pick him up in fantasy?
No, I'm not that
I'm not
guy.
Messing with that.
I don't want to do that.
I feel like he'd even mess up the chemistry of my fantasy team if I picked him up.
Something would happen where everyone gets hurt or everybody has a problem, like an alteration.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Seattle. And I didn't know about Baltimore, but Seattle was the big one, I guess.
Which, why would Seattle need that?
I wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't want that either. You have two wide receivers. It's been working really well.
Yeah.
Just use that.
You have the best pass offense in the league right now.
What else do you want?
No idea.
You don't need that.
We got to make it better.
Yeah, let's throw the dice.
It's like having a really good ice cream sundae be like, you know what this needs? More sugar.
Yeah, you actually just pour sugar on top of it. Yeah. You're just like, why?
Yeah.
Because I need it sweeter.
All right, so the smooth grandma questions for the week. If the stoppable force, David Johnson, met an unstoppable object, the Houston run defense, what would happen? I think David Johnson would just get 4 yards every carry. So like, it'd be successful, but it wouldn't be great. And even Houston's run defense, like David Johnson could have 10 carries for 90 yards. No, it wouldn't be that much. He could have 20 carries for 80 yards to score a touchdown against Houston's run defense.
No way. Houston's run defense, 2 yards a carry only. They would shut him down.
Well, they gave up 9.6 to Derrick Henry last week.
That's a monster.
They gave up 10.2 to their third string running back last week.
He was probably just as big.
These exact opposites. Like, it was like if Derrick Henry like took
it. Only it matters when it's towards the. Well, wait, no, it kind of does. Yeah, never mind.
And they had their backup left tackle in.
Yeah, right. You
and their
point
third
there.
String running back.
Seriously,
their third and fourth string tight ends in.
Derrick Henry's a monster.
Yeah,
he eats people while he's on the field.
Yeah, I don't like it. All right, next question is: do we see Jonathan Greener this week? Hopefully. Brandon Scarlett's really bad.
I thought he was supposed to come out.
Winnie Merciless has been bad.
Whoa, man.
Get Jonathan Greenard
I
out there.
I need to see some sword dances, though. Has the sword been put away?
No, they play the guitar now.
Oh.
They don't sword fight.
I need a sword fight. You know what? That's what's going
that
on.
That was Antonio Smith, though. He was the ninja.
I thought Merciless was doing the sword.
He plays the guitar.
He did, like, the little sword thing.
That was Antonio Smith.
I'm
going
to have to look up a clip here. I'm looking up a clip.
I hope Greenard plays this week. Get
you
him
will.
Out there.
You will.
What in the world are we doing Lonnie Johnson Jr.? Nobody knows what they're doing Lonnie Johnson Jr. Johnson Jr. is on the point where, you know, he got benched because he was like, we don't talk online.
Was he in the doghouse?
Yeah, we don't talk online. They talked online. And then for the first time of the Kansas City game, then they couldn't play him at corner. Now he's playing deep middle safety, and he just stands back there. He doesn't do anything. Like, we put him there. He gets to play and see the game, but he doesn't do anything. And then they ran that.
He's like right field in baseball.
Yeah, that's exactly. He's not even a center fielder. He's a right fielder.
What are you even doing? Like how many outs are there?
But then they manipulated that pass route where they ran that flare pass. And then he was supposed to be over the top, but then he bit on the out. And it was a wide open touchdown. But Lonnie Johnson claims he's only given up 3 yards or 3 catches this year. So watch your mouth when you talk about Lonnie. But they don't know what to do with him, though. He can't tackle very well. I don't know.
Trade him to Dallas.
Fine. What do you want? A 7th-round pick?
No, we'll like give you something else. What do you want? We'll give you like nothing.
I want a 7th-round pick.
I'll just do it like Moneyball. We'll fill your soda machine for 3 years.
No, I don't.
My
even
guys
want that.
Are thirsty.
That stuff's bad for you, dude. Get that what? Soda out here. Ross Blacklock playing over under 15 snaps. I think over, just because Green Bay is gonna play. They're gonna run like 60 plays this game.
I think this is going to be a revenge game for Green Bay. I think I feel bad for you guys.
Yeah, they don't. Rodgers seems mad.
Yeah, and I just. Well, but then again, who's he throwing to?
I don't even. Davante Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling,
Williams,
Bob Lazard's out.
Jones. I think.
Tanya.
He just seemed like he got his ass kicked last week, man.
He did.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Like, that was a butt whoop.
Yeah.
Because the defense believes in Tom. Not Jameis.
Good. Kiki Cutie sighing, no. We're never going to see Cutie again.
Does he even exist?
I don't think so. He's like aliens. Actually, aliens exist more than he does.
I don't understand why he's not playing.
He should be playing.
Yeah.
Because Randall Cobb has to make $10 million a year to run the same routes
he
can run.
He got passes, man.
Right. Cool.
Where's the positivity?
They're 1-5. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. It matters more than my team.
Randall Cobb, they had some trade rumor stuff come out in the press conference.
Oh, yeah.
And Randall Cobb was kind of telling us, like, I hope I stay. I bought a house. He's like, well, you know, maybe you should rent an apartment, Randall. I'm sorry about your $3 million house.
Oh, my God.
Also, and then Deshaun Watson was like, yeah, we had a meeting after practice, and we made it clear we're not trading anybody. I'm like, I'm glad you're the general manager now. We got general manager Deshaun Watson.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
What is that bad thing?
The player reports about O'Brien, they're like, we think he was a good GM, but he...
What?
Yeah, that's what they all said. They're like, we understand why we traded Hopkins because of the financial reasons. There was no financial reasons. They don't know what they're talking
about.
They
didn't put that money like somewhere else.
Yeah, they could have gave him three more million dollars a year.
They could have done it.
Zero. Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
No.
Will we be in this game for 2 quarters? I think maybe, I don't know. This game's either going to be 41-20 or it's going to be like the Titans game was.
I'm going to say quarter and a half. And that's just because It's a revenge game. If Aaron didn't lose as bad as he did last week, where it looked like he was starting to yell, and you know there was some closed door yelling and screaming, that's where you know it. This is the revenge tour.
I don't know what he's so mad about, though.
It's because he's
angry.
I mean,
that pick six is all on him.
Yeah, but he'll always blame somebody else for it.
Like, that was
it doesn't
all
matter.
On him. He's just staring down Davante Adams, and the guy. I mean, he threw it right
he
at
threw
the
it right
boundary.
At him.
Yeah,
there was nothing else that. You could have looked anywhere else. You could have just done your little throwing out of bounds. Dude, you just gave it to the defense.
And they kept running. It was the funniest thing about that game, too, is they kept trying to run toss plays. And Devin White's just like a lightning bolt. Levante David.
They were stopped behind
like plasma.
The line every time.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I love the Bucks. You see Sue had that shove sack.
Ooh, that was sick. I did. And by the way, them jarring back
that
and
was
forth.
Fun.
And Rodgers putting the finger on his chest. I'm like, what?
Well, they played against each other probably like 12 times.
Well, Rodgers even said this has nothing to do with that game. This goes back years.
Yeah.
They hate each other.
They don't like
hate each
other.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like they were kind of friendly, though, last Sunday.
No. They hate each other.
I felt like Banner to me. All right, so.
I feel like Bunta.
Felt like Banner to me. So the Houston-Green Bay preview. The Packers like to run play action. They like to use motion. They like to run a lot of toss plays. You can't get beat down the sideline against them. Like, if Marquez Valdes-Scantling's beating you down the sideline, you have trouble. And they're probably going to because Vernon Hargreaves is still their starting outside corner. He's like, I think, you know, his pro football focus rating, he's like 112 out of 116 cornerbacks, and he's their number two corner. And they don't have anybody cover Davante Adams. And, like, Bradley Roby's a completely fine number one cornerback, but he's not the type of guy who's not going to give up, you know, 8 catches and 80 yards to Adams. And then Green Bay's pass defense, I think, is better than the numbers say it is. Their run defense isn't very good because they don't have any linebackers at all. And so it really seems like a game where Houston's either going to lose like 41-35 or 41-20. There's no way Green Bay doesn't score 40 points this game.
I was wrong last game, so I don't even know what to expect from this Houston team. It was actually so much fun watching the Tennessee, but it also was that just kind of like a fluke because it was a divisional game. Maybe it's just one of those kind of division rivalries where then that's where
it
comes down to.
Well, the Titans had turnovers and missed field goals.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, they were in control of that game, then they had the field goal blocked.
Tannehill had that bad throw.
Yeah, he had one bad throw.
He had that bad throw, and that was a bad, bad throw because he had his guy, too.
Yeah.
By the way, make that throw against any other team.
He's made that throw all year long, too.
I know. And the Houston got in his head because he was getting hit a little bit.
No, he wasn't.
Hey, they were getting hit.
I think they had 2 quarterback hits all game.
There we go.
The only one they had, the only big hit he had.
More than what I get.
It was J.J. Watt. It was Taylor Lewan got hurt. Taylor Lewan got hurt. He comes out. One snap, Ty Sambrillo is a run play. Second snap, it's third down. J.J. Watt versus Sambrillo. He chops, rips him, strip sacks Tannehill. They have the ball in their own red zone. And then Houston scores after that. But like that was it, though. And then even after that, Watt couldn't beat Sambrillo again after that play.
Yeah, but Watt just needs that one play.
I know that one play was great. They almost won that game probably because of that one play. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Either way, you had a shot, which is more than what I thought that you would have.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean,
something.
They still got beat. They just had more fortune.
Yeah, but
the
you also,
half.
You were going up against a monster that's not allowed to be stopped on the field, and he'll run a 95-yard run at 94. Any time. 94? I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I thought it was 95.
This is a very – we have to hold up the integrity of this podcast. Yeah. The best part of that run, though, is whenever he got even with Justin Reed. And, you know, he's 6'4", 247, and he just took off past him.
And it was weird to see the different speed because the moment he got away from him, I'm like, look at this sluggish. Look how big. But then there was jets.
Yeah.
It's like he took off.
We did more than take off.
Which is weird. I didn't think he had that type of speed.
I mean, I've seen it kind of, but
you know,
not like that.
At, right?
What was he? I think he was at like 21.
Yeah, it said 21.5, and he was upset about it. He said that's too slow.
Unbelievable. Stupid.
21.5. Yeah, that's not good enough.
Yeah, and Green Bay's point totals this year, 43, 42, 37, 30. This is against Minnesota, Detroit, New Orleans, Atlanta, and they play Tampa and score 10. They're going to score at least 30 this game. They're probably going to score 40. And the other thing about this game, too, to watch for is, since Darius Smith is like Jadeveon Clowney, if Jadeveon Clowney can actually sack the quarterback.
Whoa!
Like Clowney can't at all. And Clowney's out of shape still. I'm
Dude,
not,
Jadeveon is listening right now. He is so pissed.
That's fine. Listen to it, Jadeveon. You need to get in shape, dude. He can come over here. I'll go run a couple of miles with him.
You know what? It's because he doesn't work out in the offseason. He's just kind of being that mercenary, which, by the way, people can tell when you're fat.
I mean, he was great last year, though.
Well, I know whenever he did it, but he thought he could do it again.
But I think last year that he wasn't a free agent. He was on teams.
That's true, too.
And then this year he's a free agent. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out.
I can have one more bag of chips.
Yeah.
Who cares? So last week I went 4-0. You went 3-2 because you hit your upset pick by picking the Bears or the Panthers.
There we go.
The Jaguars lost, I think, by 24 last week. So I was close.
You're close.
My new favorite thing to do on Twitter now on the football days is the Jaguars ask, like, what's going to be the score of the game? I'm just going to say Jags by 4 every time. And they're going to lose by 30. So I'm 18-10. You're 16-10.
Look at that.
My win percentage is 642. You're at 615.
All right.
So you are a point 2.27
behind
me.
So much better than I did last year.
Much
I'm
better.
Like, this is a much better year that's happening. Wait, I think our records were losing so bad last year.
I think I was like 4 above .500 last year.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't think I thought I lost that bad, did I?
I think you're 500.
Can you tell the audience that I paid my debt?
Oh, we finally.
Yes. The and you were throwing paid. The biggest hissy fit.
I didn't throw a hissy fit.
You were throwing hissy
fit. I said, hey, when are we getting going?
What you said was, oh, Taylor, I see you pay off your other bets instead of our bets.
That's been,
what you said.
That's not a hissy fit.
That's a hissy
it's
fit
a
to me.
It's a remark because it's been 10 months. But we finally went and we had a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
Enjoyable. Yeah. I wish I could live that day over and over again for the rest of my life.
Actually, man, we can go to Oyster House whenever. I'm so down.
All right.
Take another breakfast shot.
Well, next time we'll invite Smooth Grandma. He can come with us.
It's poison. Ooh, now we're talking.
Yeah, we'll have a live podcast at Oyster House.
They'll love it.
Yeah.
So loud in there.
So this week we have Dallas versus Washington. The Washington football team are +3 underdogs at home. Carolina at New Orleans. New Orleans is 7.5-point favorites. Pittsburgh versus Tennessee. The Titans are 1.5-point underdogs at home. And then Chicago versus Los Angeles. The Rams are 5.5-point favorites at home.
Ooh.
So the Washington football team. So our last question for tonight, or our second last listener question tonight. This one's from Matt Smith Grandma again. He asked, how about them Cowboys, Taylor?
Oh, my God. Okay. Wait, no. Are we talking about them right now?
Yeah, I'm talking about Dallas right now.
I don't want to go into it, man.
Who do you
it
hate
hurts.
More? Ezekiel Elliott's fumbling. He's tied most fumbles right now. Derek Carr, Joe Burrow, and Carson Wentz. Or the officials. Which one do you hate more?
Okay. It's this easy. Zeke. I'll never blame the officials. It just, they ruin the game. So all I want to be able to do is judge the team. But somehow so many turnovers happen between the first quarter and second quarter where they're just so far behind where there's no real judging the team now because now we're just playing catch up. And the refs were just a little bit disgusting because, again, Dalton's first pick. Come on. Come on, man. At least let it be a pick, not when CeeDee's tackled. Mm-hmm. That was a little bit bad to watch. But no, I hate the Zeke fumbles more than anything. I actually hate that they brought him back in. They should have sat his ass for the entire game, let Pollard play. It was already done, so who cares? Teach him a lesson. I don't think you taught him anything. I think that's the problem with this team. There's just no accountability.
Yeah, I don't think Elliott's ever learned a lesson.
He's never learned a lesson. He's always gotten away with everything, and it's because that's what happens when you play for Jerry. Jerry will do anything for you.
Yeah.
Everything goes away. All the accusations with Zeke all gone away. Jerry will make sure that you are taken care of. That's what happens.
I forgot about those.
Exactly. See? That's what happens when you're one of his boys.
He like scrubs like the whole collective conscious clean for him.
That's why no matter what anybody says about Jerry, regardless of politics, regardless of anything, Jerry cares about his players.
Yeah.
Think about this. Dez is his BFF.
Yeah.
Dez is easily top five, his best friends. They hang out every single weekend. But I hate Zeke more than anything right now. And it just sucks because the defense is so terrible. But yet you're just putting them in such a terrible situation where it truly looks like whenever he's fumbled that second time, they quit.
Yeah, and the Cardinals don't need help.
Yeah, they don't.
Against that defense.
Even though
it's a bottom five defense right now.
Murray didn't look good.
He hasn't looked good in like 3 weeks.
He did not look good at all.
All he can do is
passing.
Run. That's all he can do.
I know. And they just gave him open lanes. Again, you're going up against the worst.
I mean, you say Josh
defense.
Allen looks to run. Kyler Murray looks to run. That's who really looks to run.
That's true. But the throwing just wasn't there because he had guys open. Yeah. You can destroy our secondary easily, but he just wasn't
hitting anything. Hey, Awuzie's come back this week.
Oh, hey, I also have another thing for you then. Do you know HaHa Clinton Dix is on this freaking team?
I thought he was a free agent.
No, he's on this team.
He just
man.
Stands on the sideline?
Yes. Why is he not?
See, I thought y'all signed him, and then I was like, well, where is he? Must be a free agent. And then somebody at our website wrote something about how, why don't you just try to sign somebody HaHa Clinton Dix? I'm like, well, I guess he's a free agent, but
he's still on Dallas. Unless I'm, and that happened in the past 3 days, he is still on the Dallas Cowboys. Think about that. Your secondary and your defense is so bad. What did he do to not be able to play?
Maybe Everson Griffin ate him.
Something. Sean Lee's supposed to come back this week, too. I can't freaking wait.
Who gets hurt first again, Leighton Vander Esch or Sean Lee?
Vander Esch.
Okay.
I'll say that Sean Lee will probably not tell anybody if he's hurt.
Okay.
I hate this team. And all I want is to watch my receivers be able to catch the ball and be able to run because CD is absolutely wonderful every time. Gallup dropping that touchdown kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
I know, but that wasn't a long pass. And that was like, yeah, you shouldn't have had that popcorn.
Yeah.
But that, I hate this team. And then you have reports of the defense coming out and just saying, oh, we don't like the coaches. They don't know what they're doing. They can't adjust. Which I was talking to you about earlier before the show. Matt, if they allow Washington to score 30 points, you have to fire Mike Nolan.
If they score
not McCarthy, you have to fire Nolan.
If they score 20 points, you have to fire Mike Nolan.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
If like, and I'm talking about without turnovers. If they score 20 offensive points on their own, you have to fire Mike Nolan.
And that's what I'm going off of, too. Without turnovers, if they were to give up a certain amount of points, you have to be done with this.
Yeah.
And it's just, this is so terrible to watch because it's also back and forth where I'm going to ask you, do you think it's coaching or do you think it's effort?
I mean, I think it's, I don't know, I would guess probably coaching.
You think it's more coaching and scheme
but
more
I think,
than
anything? I think effort comes along with that though. I just think that they don't have, they don't get pushed at all. They're the Cowboys.
It's so frustrating to watch because, to be perfectly honest with you, and everybody laughs, everybody says, tell about them Cowboys, by the way, go to hell. But the whole thing is, why are they bad? That's all I want to know.
I mean,
why?
I think
is it because Jerry sold his soul? If that's what you want to give me, okay.
Or he monkey pawed himself.
I don't know. I just.
It may just also be a lack of discipline, you know, and that comes from coaching. And it may be just the fact that the coaches can't, you know, yell at the players at all. Or Jerry doesn't like to have certain coaches at all that may be too strict so he can control them and have more of a voice, you know. Like, there's really no difference between McCarthy and Garrett except for, like, 150 pounds, you know.
So I'm going to bring up something here, too. What if?
Like, now, what does McCarthy even do?
By the way,
he McCarthy just stands there and doesn't,
you know,
he doesn't even clap.
Well,
I know
calls
Moore
plays.
Calls plays.
I'm done with that, too.
McCarthy doesn't even clap. He just stands there.
I'm done with Kellen Moore.
At least Garrett clapped.
I'm done with Kellen Moore. McCarthy is supposed to be the play caller. To your point, McCarthy is supposed to be doing something. What does he do?
He doesn't do anything.
If he is not the defensive coach making the defensive scheme, if he is not the offensive coach making the offensive scheme, if he is not calling plays, what is his purpose?
Harbaugh doesn't call plays, but like Harbaugh is at least engaged on the sideline and stuff.
Harbaugh is a part of the plays.
Yeah, yeah.
He understands what's going on. He understands what's doing.
But I mean, like, they're like, it looks like he's doing something.
I'm so done with the Kellen Moore, man.
Yeah.
I'm so done with whatever the hell
he's
doing.
It is weird because like every time you get a new head coach, they always bring their own offensive guys, and they kept them all.
It's because the part of the deal was for Kellen Moore to be the coach, which I don't even know, but we've just had a losing record ever since he has taken over.
Yeah.
Just to throw that out there. Hmm. But yet we're supposed to believe that he is supposed to be the young genius. This is just a bunch of bull crap, which, by the way, I'm going to throw something out there to you. So I said that Andy Dalton last episode would be my rocket ship that goes to the moon. We're going to go past the moon still. I still believe it. However, What the Dolphins did to Fitzpatrick was dirty.
It hurt my feelings.
It hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
You know what Fitz needs? He needs a star in his helmet.
You think he's gonna
I Dallas? Would love it. The offensive line is crap.
Yeah. So I may be perfect.
You're going to need a quarterback that's just going to be able to need a second to just know where to throw the ball immediately. Fitz, I would. You want Dalton? What do you want for this guy? Because that's who I would be giving up. That's who I'd be focusing on. Because also, sideline, what the Dolphins did to Fitz. Come on, man. At least tell the guy the plan before the season. Because he didn't deserve to lose the job. The only reason why he lost it, he won too much.
Yeah, that's exactly what
happened.
That's
what it is.
They're like, we can't win this many games. And it's you knew he was going to do it.
Yeah, well,
he always wins at least like six or seven.
But he looked really consistent this year. I mean, he was looking really solid throughout the year. The team is 3-3.
Yeah.
The team is good.
And they have an easy game this week, too.
Yeah, who are they playing? I don't know. I didn't look it up. No, they're bye. They're bye this week. I don't know who they are next week.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
He did it on the bye week to break his heart.
So they probably meant to do that all along. They're like, we're going to start Fitz until the bye, and then we'll bring Tua in.
They just didn't tell him.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That sucks.
That's sweet. Gotta love sports. But... back to Cowboys.
It sounds like something a woman would do to you.
Oh, it's 500 days of summer is what it is. Ooh. She says that she's with you. She says that she feels serious about you, but then she leaves you and then she marries somebody a week later.
The worst part of that movie, though, by far, is the expectations reality scene.
It's the greatest scene.
Why invite him to your party?
Yeah, I agree.
Why?
I just agree.
Don't talk to him ever again.
It's doing
that is the meanest thing I've ever seen.
It's doing him a favor by you just crushing him and not speaking versus you just saying, hey, come to my engagement party.
That you don't know is my engagement party.
Yeah, that I'm not going to tell you that, oh, hey, you meant something special to me, but hey, this guy means a lot more.
Yeah.
By the way, he's packing more.
Yeah, that has to be it.
That's always what it is. Am I right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what it's like.
I don't know. Hey, I thought you said you had a girlfriend last episode.
Shh, we don't need to talk about her. No, I mean, like, I don't know what it's like to be a woman, so I can't really speak on
that's fair.
Why they make the decisions they make, you know?
So to reverse, though, you like Washington for this game?
Yeah, I love Washington for this game.
Do you really?
I'm not picking the Cowboys the rest of the year. Ooh. And this is the problem for Dallas. One.
No left tackle, but
not
guy.
Nick Martin, but Zach Martin. Zach Martin may not play. They not lost playing. Another offensive tackle in Brandon Steele, so they are out. They're out from Tyron Smith. They lost Lael Collins. They lost Cameron Irving. And now they've lost Brandon Knight. They're offensive tackle 5 and 6 now.
Washington doesn't have a defensive end. They suck.
So they have Chase Young.
No, dude, Chase Young's
overrated.
They have
Montez Sweat.
Dude, overrated.
They have Ryan Kerrigan.
Overrated.
They have Henry Anderson.
Dalton's going to
die. They got four of them, yeah.
Dalton's going to die.
And the thing with Dalton, too, it's like he's not a guy who's good with a bad offensive line.
I know.
He has to have a
good
offensive line.
That's why I said I need Fitz.
Yeah, Fitz would be great here. The only way they'll be good at all is if it's just like quick passes past the linebackers. Because
I agree.
Washington has the worst linebackers in the league.
And the receivers are good enough. You're just going to be able to have to get the ball out quick enough.
Yeah.
By the way, I would sit Zeke again. For
a lot
the
of screens.
Game. I'd sit Zeke.
A lot of slants. A lot of, like, you know, we just quick.
You're going to have to do everything. And when it comes to Washington, though, in their offense, they're going to put up points.
No, they're not.
Yeah, probably not.
So their offense is, like, they have a kind of an interesting run game. And then it's...
Is it McKinnon?
Who's McKissick. There?
McKissick.
The fourth year in the league from Arkansas State. And Antonio Gibson. They're both pretty good.
Yeah, but is it McKissick? Is he getting more than what Gibson is getting?
He had more.
Who's their running back?
It's Gibson and McKissick.
Who's their starter, though? Is it Gibson?
No, it's like a 50-50 split.
Oh, okay. They are doing that. Okay.
And then it's just like Allen throwing little passes. Allen has no pocket presence, though.
I can't believe you watch Washington games.
I watched three Washington games today.
Oh, my God.
And then the other thing about Allen, too, it's like he can't throw the ball downfield, but they led him once last week. Mm. And he hit Chris Sims on an out and up over Logan Ryan to almost win the game. And they went for two, and there was nobody open, and Kyle Allen just, like, threw the ball with his eyes closed, and they lost. But that's analytical Ron for you.
That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah, that's the right decision.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what you can do.
I think it was kind of like that Michael Strahan thing, too, where Brett Favre laid down for him to get the game, like, his, like, season-leading sack.
He did.
I think Joe Judge hasn't had a win yet. He's like, let's see. I don't care enough to keep pushing this game forward anymore. It would have ended a tie if they didn't go for it, you know?
Yeah, and ties are no fun when it comes to the NFL. Sucks. Whenever you even see it next to like the whole little dashboard of what wins,
they should do a field goal
bad.
Kicking contest if it's a tie at the end of overtime. Just keep moving it back every 5 yards.
Just do college rules.
No, it sucks.
Why?
It's for babies.
Who cares? If you're past the first overtime quarter, you're already a baby.
Yeah, if you go past that and I say you start kicking field goals at the 40, move back 5 yards.
I disagree.
That's how you do it.
I say you
like
start at 60.
Okay, that's fine too.
Yeah.
And then work your way up.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
I like it though.
Yeah, I like
that
too.
That'd be fun. Somebody did. That'd be insane. Even though everybody misses a extra point these days, but everyone can make a field goal. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Stupid.
I hate the Cowboys. I try every single day to not think about them. I wake up every day and just be like, Taylor, it's going to be a good day. And then somebody, hey, Taylor,
you started about the Cowboys.
So about the Cowboys, what's going on with that team, you think? I don't want to talk to you. I don't even know you. Get away from me.
Yeah.
It's just because 3 million listeners, man. What am I going to do?
We're at 6.5 now.
This voice is just heard on the street and people are like, Taylor?
It's called compounding interest.
That's what it is.
I hope they never change the name also. I hope they stick with the football team. I love it.
No, I liked yours better.
The
at
Hogs?
The beginning, the Warthogs.
I like the football team, man.
Or I even said if they did the Washington Woodchucks and it was like John Tucker Must Die. Come on, Woodchucks!
That's gross.
That's awesome, man.
That's gross. I like the football team,
Woodchucks!
Though. I hope they don't change it.
No,
I just like
I
saying
hate it. Man, I hate the logo.
I like it, dude. I like
it's
all of it.
It's just Washington College Team.
It really is like Animal House of the College shirt.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
There's nothing about it. It doesn't say pro.
Yeah,
that's
I like
the problem
it.
With
no,
it.
No, I like it. I like it a lot. I like the numbers on the helmets.
Let's do like the Washington Buccaneers and change back to that logo.
I would take their old orange one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the
dude, that logo is so awesome.
So who's your pick for this game? And the Washington football team are 3-point underdogs at home.
How?
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to be putting Dallas 28, Washington 23.
So you're picking Dallas.
Picking Dallas. I actually feel confident in this game, but it's like what I mentioned to you. I don't know what's going to do me more favors here, them winning or them losing. Because I think if they lose, people are fired. That's what I'm going to go with here because I don't think you can lose this.
How many wins is going to win the division? Six? I'm thinking six.
No, we're classy. It's seven.
I'm thinking
it's seven. Don't you dare sell
us short.
I'm thinking
six, dude.
No, because Dallas is already... You think that we're going to lose to... We shouldn't lose to anybody in this division.
You're going to. No. Starting on Sunday.
No. Oh, my God.
Y'all are going to lose to Washington.
You think we're going to lose to Washington?
Yes.
You need to pick Washington then. Don't pick the point thing.
Well, I have Washington by three, but I think they're going to win outright.
No. That doesn't count for me.
Yeah,
you have to actually be confident in your pick here.
No, you're not going
to
try to...
Washington,
you're not
try do it by 4 points.
No, you're not
going to... be a man.
You're not going to wrangle
be
stuff
be a man.
Out of you. Nope. The other thing about this game, too, Dallas is 29th in short pass defense, and all Washington does is throw short passes.
Man, and you know what? And somebody even brought it up with Dallas. So it bothers me here where whenever you're watching Dalton, granted, whenever he, like, looked bad or whatever, or he got three and out, but he was moving the ball by doing what type of passes, Matt?
Short passes.
Little short dinky-dack passes. Why?
Let Andy be Andy.
Why is that a problem for the Dallas Cowboys instead of Hail Mary pass like we're in Madden? That's what this is. Kellen Moore is out there thinking that this is just some type of fun little thing he's doing where it's Hail Mary. He's playing Taylor football.
I think he's playing Kellen Moore football.
It's not working.
Because that's how Kellen Moore likes to play football.
It's not working.
That's how he played football.
Short passes and the little running game works. It's why other teams are working. Whenever I watch other teams be boring, I'm like, I love that. That's why I love Dak to begin with. Now I turn him into a wannabe Patrick Mahomes.
All right, so next game we have here, Carolina versus New Orleans. The Saints are 7.5-point favorites at home. So who do you think is gonna have a better game? Carolina's passing offense or New Orleans' rushing offense?
This one's tough. This is actually a good question.
Because that's kind of what this game depends on.
And I think that Teddy's going to have a revenge game here, though.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm going with. And I
love everything about Carolina.
I don't mind them. They're fun to watch. It's at least, it's weird to see what happens when you have competent ownership, where somehow your team can do a full 180 where you're having to rebuild.
I think they had competent ownership before. They just like their blue jeans a little bit too much.
Where?
With Jerry Richardson, how he had to sell the team for liking women in the blue jeans too much.
I'm talking about Dallas.
Oh, but I'm saying like...
I'm talking about what it looks like when a team gets rid of everybody and then somehow is able to turn it around immediately and already looks like a solid team while having a quarterback who people didn't believe in, really.
I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is like Carolina has always been like a pretty big model of like success and stability since they've been a franchise, you know? They haven't had... They've like let the coaches coach and let the general managers manage.
You know what? It's a sense of stability. The Dallas Cowboys, baby.
Let's stop talking about Dallas.
I hate
them. I'm so tired.
We don't need
to. I like New Orleans rushing offense more this game, though. I mean, like, Kamara's been the third best player in the league this year.
So do you like, okay, who has more touchdowns, Kamara or Latavius?
Kamara, I would
really?
Guess. It's Taysom Hill, probably.
Yeah. Matt, is he going to vulture? Is he going to use the other word?
I think he's going to use the C word at least
That's
once
this
week. He's
going to use the C word. Yeah. All right. Do you think that then, and by the way, no spoiler, but to jump, do you think that New Orleans then is going to beat Carolina with that running game? Or
do you think
that still Carolina will be able to pull it out?
I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a fairly close game.
I think it is too.
But yeah, like the line isn't too big. New Orleans isn't that
good.
It
should be like, yeah, I know. That's what I mean. It should be like 2-3 points, if anything.
Yeah, and like I love Carolina because of Teddy. And, you know, the Texans would win a Super Bowl. They drafted Teddy in 14 instead of Xavier Sufio. But also, like, they have, like, four really young defensive players. Like, Brian Burns is, like, Von Miller this year, and it's insane. Derek Brown is, like, Fletcher Cox, and it's insane. Yeter Gross-Matos is, like, you know, like a dollar store version of Eric Armstead to DeForest Buckner, but he's still a baby, and he's on IR with the ankle injury. But he's been really good this year, too, especially for a second-round pick. And Jeremy Chinn's, like, one of the better third safeties in the game, like slash like nickel corner slash nickel, like big nickel 4-3 linebackers. He just makes a ton of plays in the alley and blitzes well and chases and tackles well. And it's like, I love watching Carolina just for those four guys alone. And everything Teddy does on top of it is just like, it's cute. It just makes it a little bit more fun.
It's almost like you wrote an article about this team recently.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how did I know that? Because yeah. I'm a genius. But when it comes to Carolina, I agree with everything, man. I think that somehow this defense is a lot better than what even you and I were predicting.
It's just
them
the
to
run. I think the problem with the run defense, though, it's kind of by their own creation because they play a lot of nickel, and they have Tahir Whitehead playing like 95 snaps, and Tahir Whitehead's bad. He can't play that much, and they keep doing that.
Well, my whole thing when it came to last week as well, though, is I didn't just think Chicago's that good.
No, they're lucky.
No,
they have a good defense.
I love their defense, though, but I think that that's what happened with Teddy in the offense last week is that they weren't able to really do anything.
They had too many turnovers. I think they had three.
Well, that's right. And you and I, again, were talking before the show where it's like they got past midfield and they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have that same type of issue with the Saints. I think they're actually going to be able to put up points. Obviously, they would be much better if they had McCaffrey. I think this would easily
kind
be,
of
I think it'd be much better. Like, I don't like Davis compared to McCaffrey.
I mean,
though.
Of course, like, but like Davis has been like 90% of McCaffrey.
Oh, I wouldn't give that. I'd say 75.
I think the one thing about McCaffrey though is they give him the ball so much that like it's kind of like,
but it's because you can trust it too.
Yeah, but like McCaffrey gets 30 touches a game, whereas
you rather open Teddy up more.
Yeah, Teddy gets more chances to throw a ball downfield.
He loves himself some Robbie.
Yeah, they've been awesome together.
Well, and Robbie Anderson, I actually don't mind at all.
Yeah,
I think
he's
a good receiver.
It's like every ex-New York Jack is somebody who you want to get. But the thing that New Orleans has struggled with this year is defending those vertical passes. So this could be a good Robbie Anderson game, a good DJ Moore game. Teddy's been a little iffy.
I know. He needs
like
to
he's
hit
like
him.
He's like he hits those wide open throws like 70% of the time, but it needs to be like 90-95, you know.
But Matt, it's like a half of foot short. It's like a half a foot too long from the receiver where they are just there. It's just about to hit fingertips, but it doesn't.
And
it's
even,
too much.
And even the ones that he hits, it's still like they have to make some
great
plays.
The receivers are making the play
yeah.
versus the throw.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, like for a lot of quarterbacks, it's the last thing that comes is their deep ball accuracy. And maybe, you know, Teddy just needs a little bit of time. Because, like, again, like, he's a guy who started 2 years, his whole leg blew up, sat on the bench for 2 years, and now he's finally going to start again. This is his sixth year. So, like, he hasn't played as much as usual six-year quarterbacks have, you know? Like, I think Blake Bortles has still started more games than he has.
No, I believe that. But that's also because Blake Bortles was started for 3 years?
I think four. Five. Whoa. Four. No. Four.
Whoa. Even the fourth, that's a long time.
Yeah. And so, like, Teddy's only been a starter for, I guess, this is year number four now.
I need him to be able to hit the long throws there. Because
he was a backup his rookie year until, like, week 8 or 9, you know?
I guess that's true.
Yeah. I think they had Ponder starting still. I don't know how. I can't remember.
Then love me some Christian Ponder.
That was 6 years. That was a long time ago.
I was too old.
That was Bill O'Brien's first year. Here we are. But, yeah, so who do you have in this game?
Well, I do want to jump to something real quick.
Yeah.
Do you think that Michael Thomas, if he plays, makes a factor? If he doesn't play, makes a factor?
I don't think it matters that much this week.
Okay.
I mean, Breeze will be a little bit better if Thomas plays.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not only his ankle, it's his hamstring too. Yeah. And then next he's going to be like his hip, and it's going to go up his entire body.
I don't think they like Thomas right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that there's a good relationship going on with them.
I mean, they paid him and everything, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
He may just be hurt, and the problem is that he's hurt. And, like, guys want to play football. They don't want to be hurt. Maybe he's frustrated about it.
That's true. I'm going to say, because I don't think Thomas is going to play, I think Carolina's got this, man. I'm going to have some Carolina action. 35, New Orleans Saints, 30.
That's fun. I have Carolina.
Why are you copying me?
Because, I mean, well, because I think it's too big of a line. I think New Orleans wins.
Line.
New Orleans isn't 8 points better than Carolina.
Well, wait. What?
New Orleans is 7.5-point favorites.
No, they're not. You're lying to me.
And you know what also?
Why don't we make you bet? Didn't we, like, win a lot of bets when all the point differential? Didn't we win all those games?
I mean, I went 4-0 last week.
That's what I mean. You the point differentials were crazy.
We're plus 500.
That's pretty nuts.
And the other thing, this is like you mentioned, is Bridgewater's revenge game. He's go back home.
Yeah, there we go.
He was 5-0.
Oh,
over there last year, 5-0. Man, the Saints would be so much better if they started Jameis this game too. So the next game we have tonight is the Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Tennessee Titans on the road in Nashville. The Titans are 1.5-point favorite or 1.5-point underdogs. This is a do-over game because the last game can be played. Because the Titans all had COVID-19, but now they don't, and they beat the Texans last week. I'm really excited for this game. I'm glad the Titans also have fans at their games again, because they have the best fans. Like, it's just at least like 15 shots of just the craziest people you'll ever see.
You know what I have a problem with, and this is why I don't go to football games. See a Philly game last week, fight in stands. How is there a fight in the stands? The Cincy and Cleveland game at the beginning of the season, fight in stands. And there's probably other fights that are happening too. How is there fights in the stand when there's 100 people?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know why you're fighting.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Enjoy being there when there's nobody around.
The sad thing about the Titans this year and their beautiful run right now is Taylor Lewan's out for the rest of the year. He tore his ACL.
Ooh.
And like losing Lewan is probably, I mean, he's probably like the most valuable offensive lineman in the league. Maybe like this, I don't know. Maybe Jason Kelce is a little more valuable, but he's a really great pass protector, and also the Titans just run like two plays on running, and whenever they run the ball, they run two plays. They run outside zone with some variations, and they run it to the left, and they run it to the right. That's pretty much it. And him and Roger Saffold are so great on that side, and they're able to run weak side and do a bunch of different kind of crazy things just because of how good of a run blocker he is. And so they lose that. It's Tyson Brailo now, and I think that's a really big thing for them the rest of this year. And it just further puts this team on Ryan Tannehill's back more and more.
So do you think that's a bad thing, though?
Yeah, it's a bad thing. But I mean, it just makes it harder for Tannehill.
So here's my thing, though, whenever you say that. Our team's going to be preparing that. Because it's like the media, everybody, you and I, everyone listens to us, makes such a big deal
we're part
about
of the media.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, you know what? We're above that.
Oh, no, we're below it.
No.
We're underground, dude.
Oh, okay. Rock. I like that better. Yeah, pirate. Yeah. Okay. But when it comes down to it, Derrick Henry is so dominant that everybody just wants to pay attention. So if you are going to then just start focusing on Tannehill and maybe trying to defend the pass or maybe trying to give him pressure, I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, he's been fine all year. I'm just saying, like, instead of getting 4.7 yards a carry, you may get 4.2 yards a carry.
I was going to say, is it really that big of a difference with the monster?
It's a big difference.
Same 0.5?
Yeah. We'll see. I mean,
it's pretty significant. It's half a yard.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's half a yard.
But, like, Tannehill was great in that Titans game, even when Luan went out. Like, he had that game-winning drive where it's just like, I mean, he quick passed them all the way up the
field. He had one bad throw the entire game, which was the interception. Yeah.
And then he got blind shot, and that was it.
Yeah, I think everything else was fine that he did. I think he loves his wide receivers. He has a tight end.
A.J. Brown's back.
Yeah, A.J. Brown, he just kept
feeding. Yeah, he's Andre Johnson.
No, you said, and I even agreed, because same size, same everything. They look exactly alike. I just don't think that A.J. Brown's is tough enough, nor would he start a fight on the field and rip a guy's helmet off.
Maybe.
He wouldn't start throwing haymakers.
Yeah, I could see it.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
If it's like been 11 years of him against Bradley Roby, he's had enough.
Somebody start a fight with him. Where's Jalen Ramsey?
But I think Tannehill's like a legitimate MVP candidate.
How's he not?
I don't know. You never hear about, though. But he's, I think, at like 11 touchdowns now and one interception.
Who are the candidates?
You just hear Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen. And that's it.
I wouldn't give it to Allen at this point. I wouldn't give it to Mahomes at this point. You could probably think about Rodgers, but that's the thing. It's just turning into the whole quarterback award.
Yeah, it's been like that for the last 25 years. Yeah,
it's disgusting.
But yeah, I think, I mean, and so like to play Pittsburgh the way you move the ball against them, you go spread, you try him in man coverage, you attack him like that, and you run play action, you hold on the ball long enough to hit those deep, you know, crossing routes, those deep posts, those deep digs. And Tannehill does that a lot. He does it very well. And Tannehill's good at, like, holding the ball to the very last second. So, like, if Tennessee wins this game, it's going to be because Tannehill hit Khalif Raymond, like, three times on, like, some 60-yard passes, that sort of thing. And he can do it. You know, it's not going to be an easy game for him. I just think their running game's going to struggle. And they're going against the best, I guess, the second-best run defense in football. And they run a similar rushing attack that Cleveland runs. They both run the outside zone. And Cleveland, I think, averaged like 2.6 yards a carry against them, 2 yards a carry or whatever it was. And so I think Tennessee will actually have some trouble running the ball this game.
Yeah, but Baker is so good, though. That's why that they just had a troublesome with Cleveland there, because Baker's just so good.
I mean, that's part
good.
Of it. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, even like whenever it's even like seven-man boxes versus whatever Tennessee puts out there, they'll have trouble running the ball.
I agree. But that's kind of what my question was going to be to you then. Do you think this is going to be turning into a shootout, or do you think that Pittsburgh's going to be able to control the ball
it's
with
not,
James
it's
Conner?
It's never a shootout with Pittsburgh, though.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Do you think, though, that they're going to control the ball with Conner then?
No, I think this is going to be a close game,
Ooh. And
it's going to be like a tough game. Like, both these teams play the same way. They don't make mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. They run the ball well, you know.
But
they
what I mean by shootout, I mean by high-scoring touchdowns all day long.
These teams don't
really?
Play like that. I mean, Tennessee plays like that more than Pittsburgh does.
That's what I mean.
But Pittsburgh doesn't play
Pittsburgh
shootout.
Puts up points, though.
They did because they had a pick six and another interception that created 14 points last week.
Do you not think that they'd be able to do it again? Do you not believe
in
the Pittsburgh
in this
Steelers?
Case, though. No, I think Pittsburgh's going to get better this year, and we talked about that before, too. But right now, the Steelers aren't a shootout team. They haven't been at all this year. If you see them score a lot of points, it's because of mistakes the other team made.
Did you look up the over-under on the points and that's going to be scored for this week between the two?
No, I don't.
You and I should make a bet on that then.
Maybe.
I think it's going to be some high scoring here.
Okay.
I think that this is going to be offense. I think that the defenses are both going to be able to struggle a little bit because both offenses are very high-powered here. You both got run games. You both have wide receivers. I think this is going to be a fun game, and I see it more closely resembling the Houston versus Tennessee game.
Yeah, it's 50.5 is the total.
50, so that's not bad. They're more leaning to what you're thinking here.
Yeah.
I put the over on that.
I would still put the over, but I don't think it's going to be like 13-10. I just can't see it being like 35-31.
So that's what I was going to...
Like, I see like this being like 27-24, so...
I would... You know what? We'll be able to get to that. But, yeah, I actually see this being able, both offenses going back and forth. Steelers defense may give them some hard times, but I just think when you have a monster, you're able to control. But I'm wondering which team's going to have more of the ball control and which running game's going to work more. You saying that the injury for Tennessee may affect them more than what Steelers have.
Yeah.
Who's going to have a bigger game, you think, Connor or Henry? Because Connor's been great.
I don't know.
We actually criticized him at the beginning of the year, but he's been great.
I mean, if they might, like Tennessee, like Tennessee's kind of like Pittsburgh, where I think they can get better because Tennessee hasn't got anything from Jadeveon yet.
I agree.
Like, Rashawn Evans hasn't been as good as he was last year. Same with Jaylen Brown. And, like, Malcolm Butler's starting to play better now. They don't have Adoree Jackson yet. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think their defense should get better. I think their offense really isn't going to get any better. Like, it's already as good as it's going to get. With Pittsburgh, I think their offense can get better just because of... Yeah, Roethlisberger hit, like, 3 downfield throws last week, which is a lot more than previous weeks. That one he hit to Washington on that vertical route was pretty sick. And he had that one, like, pylon throw to Claiborne, which is really nice, too. And so, like, as he gets better at throwing the ball downfield, this offense will take off, you know. But I don't know. I think it's going to be kind of even. I think everything about this game is going to be kind of even, you know. It just feels like a game where whoever creates the most turnovers is going to win it.
I agree. I actually say that I agree with that. I say that probably 2 turnovers because both of them are going to have 1. I say whoever has 2 turnovers wins.
Oh, man, it's hard because I feel like Tennessee's going to have less turnovers probably because they only had 1 entering last week against Houston. They had 2, so now they're at 3.
I just think that it's such a high that they're on because they beat Houston the way they did, but Steelers also had a bye week to prepare.
No, they Steelers beat the Browns last week.
Oh, yeah. They had a bye week, Matt. I know what I said. They had a bye week.
That pick six Mayfield threw made me so happy.
Matt, that was...
He's been making that throw all year long where he's just, like, not looking and he's just throwing these, like, crossers out of the shotgun. And they usually get dropped. He's like, yeah, that's fine. I'm Baker.
I told you the moment I saw him against Dallas, I said, what is this?
Yeah.
I was disgusted by what I saw. Not because, oh, we're destroyed. No. What is he doing with the ball?
He just rolls left, rolls right.
It's so bad to watch at this point. And I feel bad for Cleveland because now we know what the problem is.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's easy offense, too.
Exactly.
But this is just like, this is 2 tough, smart, dependable teams right here. It's going to be a fun game. I'm excited for it. I'm glad they're going to be playing more of an even strength, too. And we got this game this week instead 3 weeks ago, too. And yeah, like Jadeveon, get in shape. I miss you. I miss you doing fun things. But
that
being said,
do you DM him?
No, I don't do that.
Oh God,
how weirdo!
Oh hey man, I'm just asking a question.
Good luck this week, and hope you have a great time.
Hey man, I miss you.
I have Pittsburgh with the points as 1.5-point favorites. If Luan was playing, I would probably pick Tennessee. But since he isn't playing, I'm picking Pittsburgh.
I'm picking Tennessee. I have Tennessee 33. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers 27.
That's a lot of points.
I know. I told you. I'm taking the over on points. I'm telling you.
70 points.
It's not 70. It's 60.
70 points.
Good God. We're going to do math later.
It's 70 points. All right. So the last game of the night, Chicago against Los Angeles. I don't have a lot to say about this game, really. It's just mainly like Los Angeles really has to set up open throws for Goff.
This is going to be like both quarterbacks pretty much doing the same thing, it seems. Yeah. I don't know what the difference is.
Well, the thing is, like, Chicago's defense is going to limit Goff, and then Nick Foles limits himself because he's not good.
He's not.
And then so it balances itself out. Exactly. So it's going to be a close game, and it's like, who do you pick in a close game? Do you pick the spawn of Satan himself? Or do you pick Mr. California Rocket Boy?
You're going with like demon powers, what Nick Foles
has. He's a demon.
I think it's more of Jesus.
He has hoofs.
I think it's Jesus.
No, he's not.
I think he's somehow.
There's nothing heavenly about this.
Okay.
Zero things.
Okay. You know what? The man was going to be a priest. I think that's pretty
heavenly. Hey, you know what that cross is doing?
What's that doing?
It's upside down.
That would be nuts if he had like a tattoo on his back of an upside down.
That's exactly what he has.
That'd be amazing, actually. I would actually make him my favorite player if
he
were to have that.
He has a serpentine tail, too. He has a forked tongue.
Oh my God.
He has hoofs.
This is great.
He's a demon, dude. It doesn't make any sense.
But I'm going to pick Nick Foles for this easily because I think he's going to be able to pull it out in the end. I don't have very much confidence in Jared Goff, even though, man, the 49ers game last week is so weird.
There's no pass rush.
That was just...
Zero pass rush.
I don't know what I was like having to win.
Awful game. That Washington Giants game was more fun than that game was.
I agree. Oh, yeah. Even though I'm not watching Washington, not until this week.
Oh,
I would never watch that Washington at Giants. I'm just saying I agree because I would imagine that it's more fun of a game.
It was. Yeah. It was definitely more fun.
I'm not doing that.
Their defensive line is so much fun that they make some worth watching. And I feel bad for Dwayne Haskins. I wish he was good. He's not good, but I wish he was.
What do you mean you wish
he
was good?
He tries really hard. Like,
that
he cares a lot.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I wish he was good, though.
No. Yeah, no, I don't want to. I don't even want to hear that.
It makes me sad.
There's no making you sad.
Yeah,
for
I mean,
that.
Like the Bears have a top three pass defense right now. They're playing great coverage.
They're so good.
Khalil Mack looks like Khalil Mack again. Yeah, Hicks
threw
is back.
Over
He's been awesome.
With one arm.
Yeah, that was mean.
That was mean.
Yeah.
He did it like a wrestling move. The problem
it was
is
a wrestling move.
It was real life.
And that guy weighs 330 pounds.
It's kind of scary when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, he could crush my skull with one hand.
And they haven't got much from Robert Quinn yet this year.
Which is weird. But
he's like doing a lot of loops. He's running fast doing loops, but he really hasn't been Robert Quinn yet.
But you know what? Even with Dowson, I disagree. I think there's been moments. I think he's just been spotty.
Like DeMarcus Lawrence, there's been moments.
Oh, I think Robert Quinn has had more moments than DeMarcus Lawrence. That's for damn sure.
I don't think they're about the same.
Oh, yeah? Does one get paid $20 million?
Yeah, they both do.
Wait, I thought Robert Quinn's only like $12
million. No, he's like $18 million or something
no.
like that.
Oh, yeah. What?
They
That's
gave him
a lot.
They gave him a lot of money.
Okay, I thought it was $12 million. No. Never mind then. That's nobody.
Hey, it's the Leonard Floyd revenge game, too.
Yeah, whatever.
It's exciting.
I don't even care. All right, this is not even going to be that exciting of a game. Because like what you said, it's going to be quarterback versus quarterback.
Well, and the Rams are so
boring
top.
Boring pass after boring pass.
The Rams are so top-heavy, too, on defense, where it's like San Francisco did a really good job changing their pass coverage schemes to be, or their pass protection schemes to be able to get two guys and Aaron Donald. Or it's pretty much just like, yeah, we're just moving everything towards him. Who cares about the rest of it? And it worked. Like, Donald didn't do much against a team that really struggled blocking the interior. And it led to a lot of Trent Williams against Donald. And, you know, Donald really didn't do much last week at all. So it'll be interesting to see if Chicago does something like that, because they've had some problems with pass protection, too, on their own end. But what I mean is, like, by them being top-heavy, you can find coverage holes against Los Angeles if you spread them out enough. And if Nick Foles can do that, I don't know. But I think Nick Foles can do it once. And I think if it's going to be a close game, and if he can do that once, he can maybe do it twice at the end of it. And there's some sort of just like weird black magic going on with him this year.
He's probably going to do like AR-12, or he's going to do some Jimmy Graham.
And
but
Ramsey's not covering guys like all around the field at all this year. He's playing zone.
Yeah, but
it's weird.
I don't even think that Chicago – I think that Montgomery's going to have a pretty solid game against this team. I think that he's going to be able to get some action, which, by the way, I'm starting to like Montgomery more and more.
I'm a Miles Sanders guy.
Really? Because yeah. You and I talked about it. I still feel like that Montgomery even now.
I know Sanders is out tonight, but I'm a Sanders guy.
Man, Montgomery looks better, though. He looks a lot better than I thought he would.
He's more steady. I like
yeah.
I'm a slut, though. I like the big plays.
I think we both agree, though. Josh Jacobs looks better.
Who?
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs is better.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs is like a top five running back.
Yeah, I'd say he's probably four or five on – no, he's probably five on that list.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I wouldn't put him above that. We're going to have to go through this now.
Yeah, we can do that another time, I guess.
Hey, man, but we got time.
The other thing about Ramsey, too, is he's been hanging a lot this year. It's fun to watch him. Like, he doesn't he's not playing, like, man coverage and following. Like, he won't follow Allen Robinson all over the field. But, I mean, he hits, though.
I think he's been great for them.
Yeah.
As much as I
hate
him. Two
first-round picks great?
No.
He was.
Oh. Ooh, two?
Bill O'Brien really screwed
one.
Everything up.
I thought it was,
no,
two.
Yeah, two.
By the way, no. Nobody is worth two first-rounders, though. Maybe CeeDee Lamb, but that's about it.
Yeah, maybe a quarterback.
Yeah, I would never do two first-rounders for a Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
I would like him on my team, don't get me wrong, but I'm never giving that up.
Yeah, he's worth two.
I think he's going to have a fine game, though, but it's like I don't think it's going to really matter. Henderson may do something against Chicago, but I don't think it's going to be nothing. And
yeah,
I just think that
I mean, Henderson's their best running back. I like him a lot.
I think that if the Rams struggle that bad against 49ers defense, I think they're going to have a terrible time against Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they throws have to be wide open for Goff.
They weren't
opening against – well, he had that one throw to Kupp that he missed. And it seemed like Kupp kind of missed it on his own end.
Kupp missed that.
And like that was it, though. And everything else is like it's open, but it's not Jared Goff open. And he's not going to get a bunch of open throws this week. It's going to be like a 2016 game.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be nasty.
Actually, I was even thinking like maybe 17-12.
That's fine.
Something along those
lines.
I wish
this game was in. And like the Niners don't have a very good defense this year. And they scored 9 points on them. Or 16. I think it was 16.
It was 16 in the
it
end.
It was 9
for
most of it.
It was like 9 till the
4th. I wish this game was in Chicago though, and it was cold. It feels like this would be a good Chicago cold game.
Yeah.
But
I think
it's not.
I think the only time that it was rainy in Buffalo.
Yeah.
That was bad.
And it was rainy in Washington for Alex Smith.
It's weird. I want a snowy game.
That Buffalo game was weird because they played at 4 and it was dark.
It's true.
I was like, what the hell? I was like, what time is it right now?
It's true. They made it seem like that it was later than what it was. They got him off on Mondays. God, I have to do it for the cast, though.
Yeah.
I have to study.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got, for this game, I have the Chicago Bears. The Rams are 5.5-point favorites.
Screw you. What do you have?
Oh, let's say...
Wait, the Rams are 5.5 points?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because the Bears aren't good. But the Rams are like, the Rams
are
average.
Good.
The Rams are good against like bad linebackers and teams they can scheme against.
5.5.
You can't really scheme against this pass defense Chicago has.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5.5. I'm gonna say 2019 Chicago.
All right, I'm gonna stick with mine. I'm gonna have some 21 action. You know what? 21-13, and I'm gonna say Chicago.
21-13 Chicago.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a one-point game or so.
Either way, 5.5?
Yeah, it's insane.
That's weird.
All right, so for the upset pick of the week, mine got canceled because the Raiders got COVID. Because the Raiders are 3.5-point favorites, and so I was going to pick the Bucks. So, that being said, I really don't like any of these.
Hey.
I guess I'm a double. I don't know. Can we not? Can I just? Well, I guess it doesn't hurt if you make one.
No. What's the Detroit-Atlanta?
Detroit-Atlanta?
Yeah, what's that line for me?
Detroit-Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Falcons are 2.5-point favorites.
All right, I'm picking Detroit.
That's a good one.
There we go.
I'm going to pick Detroit, too.
No, you can't take it. That's not the rules. That's against it.
I'm taking Detroit also.
It's a bonus game. You can't take that.
Yeah, I can.
Dude, go to hell.
I can pick Detroit also.
You're such a douchebag.
That's the best one.
You're such.
That's
the best one I came up
with. Mine got canceled. I was going to pick Tampa, but then there's no line at all anymore.
Who cares?
I mean, I guess, I don't know. Give me, I'll double up on Washington then.
There you go. Washington's your upset worth two? Pick. Yeah.
Well, Washington's worth two then.
Okay, deal.
All right.
Not taking mine. Douche.
That's a good one, though.
That is pretty
good. Well, they have Galladay back, and like the Lions are kind of like the Lions again, and DeAndre Swift is playing instead.
Yeah.
He had 14 carries. You know the carries Adrian Peterson had?
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have even
he had
given
15.
Him the ball. It's like what you and I talked about. What was the point of Adrian Peterson?
To be strong and tough.
There's no point.
To play real man football.
The moment you have AP on the field, the moment you're doing something wrong.
He has like 40 more carries than Johnson and Swift do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Hopefully they learned the lesson last week. I think it's Patricia has to learn his lesson.
By the way, he needed to learn his lesson. It's probably going to be a game strategy.
You know the weird purple guy from McDonald's? That weird purple monster guy.
So are you talking about like the Hamburglar people?
Yeah, but not the Hamburglar with a big.
I know you're talking about. Do you know what his name is?
That's Matt Patricia.
Does he have a mustache too?
He has a beard.
No, the purple guy.
No, he doesn't.
I thought he did.
The only thing about the purple guy is he's a little too joyous for Patricia.
That's true. That's a good one. I give that.
Patricia looks like he's wearing a tent. He's always in like windbreakers and. Sweatpants.
It's because it's every guy wants to be like Bill.
Yeah.
Can we just stop?
Oh, I'm too cool to care about
By
fashion.
The way, can I have the guy that wears a suit on the sideline?
Yeah, Jack Del Rio would do that. Oh, but your boy Mike Nolan would do that too.
There you go. Wait, they're not doing it now though.
I know he's not doing it now.
Yeah.
He used
when
to.
When did Jack Del Rio do it? Not like, when he was Jacksonville.
Yeah, he would. He'd break out the suit sometimes.
When?
Like
you're going to have to send me photos later.
07? I don't know. 06?
Yeah, I need to know.
If I ever retire, one of my dreams about retiring would be like become like a middle school football coach,
Man,
and I wear a suit to every game.
Man, we talked about this. You were gonna work at the same.
No,
high
I
want
to do this when I'm like 58, though.
No, see, we need to do this now. I need to be the golf coach. You need to be the football coach, and we need to just be able to work at the same school.
Maybe something I would do after I retire,
and then we could introduce our young audience. To the show.
No. I just want to teach.
It's very family appropriate.
I just want to teach 8th graders how to run the outside zone. And I wore a suit. And we would just run outside zone right, outside zone left. And we run bootlegs. And we'd go like 6-4 every year.
I just want to be like my golf coach and beat the kids with a chipping and a putter and a four iron.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
That's all I need.
That sounds good. Well, we'll be back on Sunday night after the Texans play the Packers. And, you know, the Texans are going to be like 5-11 and the Dolphins are going to pick in the top six. And we're still going to do the show, I guess, because that's what we do now.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what, I mean, that's not what we do now. It's just what we've been doing for the last
football.
5 years or whatever. But until next time, I'm Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Battle Red Radio. And thank you for being on Todd Taylor.
I want to trade for Fitz.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the duck.